Well, another prominent doctor has died of the COVID-19 virus in Wuhan. He was the head of one of the big hospitals there as the battle against the virus continues. Here, the federal government has revealed its plans for extensive testing of any Australians who want to leave the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which is currently stuck off Japan, as it attempts to prevent any further spread of the virus here. Evacuees who will be taken to quarantine in Darwin will have to undergo 5 screening tests after there was a significant jump in the number of cases on board the ship. Eleni Soltis reports.
Sydney saxophonist Nick Rusaniello was only meant to be on board the Diamond Princess for a couple of days.
I came on just to do some shows, like a guest entertainment spot. So it was supposed to be 2 quick sets and I was supposed to be off on the 4th of February. And then on that night, the night I was supposed to come off, like it all kind of broke that someone on board had been diagnosed with the coronavirus. And then the next day they put us into lockdown. And then here we are 2 weeks later, haven't been out since.
For the past 3 weeks, Nick Rusaniello's life has been put on hold. He's been forced to cancel music lessons and gigs, and he hasn't seen his wife and 2 young children for weeks. More than 200 Australians are on board the ship in Yokohama, and 26 of them have tested positive. But Mr. Rusaniello is still waiting to be tested.
It's been obvious to me that this was never really under control. Like, they put us under quarantine, but they didn't lock down the ship. So you had crew members running around the ship who hadn't been tested. Still, a lot of them haven't been tested, trying to run this quarantine. And everyone's been busting their gut to make it work. But when you've got that many people who haven't been tested, it just seemed very obvious to me that this was not going to work from 2 weeks ago. So I don't know why we had to go through this 2-week period here that was an obvious failure.
With the number of cases now jumping to 450 on board, the federal government is trying to get Australians out. A Qantas flight to Darwin will depart Haneda Airport tomorrow, and the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says evacuees will have to undergo a rigorous testing regime.
The situation is that within the first 24 hours, both prior to uplift and through the flight home and then on arrival here, there will be 5 screenings. One on the ship, carried out in conjunction between AusMat and Japanese authorities. 2 on the flight, 1 at RAF base and 1 after they arrive here at Howard Springs.
The government has been housing evacuees from China's Hubei province, the epicentre of COVID-19, on Christmas Island. But Mr. Hunt says that's not a suitable option for those leaving the ship.
There are a number of people over the age of 80, there are many over the age of 70. Some have particular health needs, and I have to say the AusMat team has put in place very strong protections and support at Howard Springs for them, including an on-site occupational therapist who will be in the facility over the course of the 2 weeks.
The government is still yet to work out when the Qantas Boeing 747 will depart, but it expects about 200 people on board. Australians who choose not to be on this flight will still have to be quarantined for another 14 days. PM has seen an email to passengers from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. It says,
the Australian government will ensure that any passengers from the Diamond Princess who are not on the Qantas charter flight will be identified and not allowed on other flights to Australia until Wednesday, 4th of March 2020. Even if you board another aircraft, you may be prevented from entering transit countries as they impose their own travel and quarantine arrangements.
The evacuees will be placed at the Howard Springs Accommodation Village in Darwin, where some of the Australians who returned from the Chinese city of Wuhan have been quarantined. The federal government's chief medical officer is Professor Brendan Murphy.
The first lot, it's been a magnificent operation. There's been no positive detection so far, and they've settled in very well. For the second lot, we are going to quarantine them in a completely separate part of the facility, separated by a fence from the first lot, but again, well away from anyone in the community, some hundreds of metres away, and we'll have the same security, the same precautions as we've had with the first lot.
240 Australians who had evacuated from China earlier this month and were quarantined on Christmas Island have already been flown to their home cities. The government says just 36 people remain on the island and they're expected to leave tomorrow. Meantime, there have been concerns the coronavirus outbreak has led to increased cases of racial discrimination against people with Asian backgrounds in Australian communities. In a statement to PM, the Human Rights Commission's Race Discrimination Commissioner, Chin Tan, says the Chinese community is already stressed and further victimising or gaslighting of the community is not fair or helpful.
Eleni Soltis with that report.